All right, guys. So they've been with us for a while. So we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. We got Christmas coming up, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything. Not to mention, it's just a great gift anytime, ever. Ballsy. You can get nut rub, sack spray, nut button body wash. They really do take care of you. They'll give you guys a discount, too, if you go to Ballsy's website and enter code Liberty. Go on the website and enter code Liberty. Get 15% off your order. You help us out. You help them out. You help yourselves out because you keep getting great content. If you guys want to support us and you like the podcast, then go to Ballsy's website and enter code Liberty at checkout to get 15% off. Nobody wants to have dirty nuts. Just keep yourselves clean. Help the podcast. Help yourself and help Ballsy. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
What's up, America?
It's been two long goddamn weeks, but we're back. We're sorry about the delay.
Yeah, man. Sorry. We're being lazy, you know. We millennials and all, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Hate that word, but...
Yeah. I feel like it gets overused, too.
It's overused. I don't take kindly to it.
Well, my thing is this. People, like, say millennials when they're, like, talking about, like, 18-year-olds. They're not millennials.
Yeah, they
like we're, they, me and you were like the end of the millennials.
What are they?
Generation Z.
Z.
Yeah. Like millennials ended with us, dude.
Weren't we not supposed to be millennials either? They changed it at some point.
I don't think so. I think you were born in the early 90s. You were a millennial.
It was always supposed to be that way.
But yeah. So, it's been a couple weeks, but we're back. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Tons of stuff. Should we start off with a good old cigar review? We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, man. So, I'm smoking the Big Dog. It's a really cheap cigar, but it's not bad.
I think I had one of those last time I was driving home from your house.
It's super smooth, it's wicked light, and has a great draw, so I'll take it.
All right. I am smoking a Flor de Dominguez, and actually, it's pretty solid. It's fucking light, decent flavor to it. Fucking
get that ash off my goddamn.
I don't know. I don't know when I did that.
Oh,
I just thought,
no, what are you doing?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
I'll arm roll it.
Fucking, but yeah, solid cigar.
Yeah.
Good draw to it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not a lot of spit.
Yeah. What did we smoke when we were spitting so much?
Were those ones we had forever? Or was it something different?
Jesus.
I think it was something different we had.
Joey was like, oh man, I know what you guys are talking about the spit. Like right in the first, when I interviewed him about being after.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were. I don't remember what the hell. No, it wasn't that, because we were smoking Victor Sinclair's for a while. Oh my god, those are great.
Those are great cigars.
I might buy those again. But, bro, the Gurkhas, those might be the best cigars I've had. Those are really incredible. Good.
I like the Gurkhas a lot.
Remember those Julius Caesars we got?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't seen those anywhere since.
We got two of them. They were $48.
We got them at that cigar place in
Martini's.
Boston.
Yeah.
Because the only place we had them before that was when we were down at Joe's wedding in South Carolina. We got those. We got, like, just two of them just for me and you.
Oh, we did. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Happy you remember that. Jesus.
But, yeah. I'd like to go to the cigar bar again soon in Boston. That place is...
I'll be down. We should see if we can
Stanzi find... Stanzi de Cigari or something like that. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah. I believe so.
Excellent
we should
place.
See if we can find a cigar bar not in the city, though.
I'd like that.
Because if I can not go into Boston, I'll be happy. And it'll be the same exact thing.
Yeah. I'm sure there's one around.
It'll be cheaper.
I wonder if Boston does have good drinks, though. It has solid drinks there.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, any cigar, we can go find a decent one around here and get drinks.
Yeah, they'll have good beers or something like that, but yeah, fucking.
All right, guys, so this podcast is going to be bouncing all over the place a little bit. We're hitting a bunch of different topics today, just because we've been gone for a little while, so we kind of want to, you know, do a full lap and hit a few things. So we'll go, I'll start with just the most recent thing. So we killed the leader of ISIS.
We killed him.
It's fucking awesome.
He did.
I don't think we should be over there. I think it's kind of stupid. Don't really get why we're still over there. But, I mean, I guess that's a good thing.
No, okay. Let's talk about that, just being over there in general a little bit. Fucking... So, lately I'm going back and forth on this a little bit. Fucking... Most of myself is saying, just like, let's get the troops out of there. We've been over there long enough. We could be over there forever long enough, just saying that we have to have a presence over there so they don't have to come here. But I've been listening to a bunch of troops lately talk about how that it's just never going to stop
over there. Well, that's the thing. When people say that, we have to maintain a presence over there so they don't attack us over here, that's like, that's fucking psychotic. Like, so we're staying there forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have them say that, because if we're staying there forever, then that means, all right, well, we're taking over. You know what I mean? Like, make a decision. Are we taking over or not? Like, what are we doing?
That's a good point, because, like, what are we doing? Are we just going to spend lives there forever so they don't come?
Yeah,
come
it's
and,
like
come and do terrorist attacks in the United States. Like
that's my thing.
Because that's
like,
not a good idea.
No, what the fuck? And all it does is, like, you want to talk about making people hate you forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just keep your military there.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man? Like, no one there likes us. Like, why are we there to begin with? And it's all, like, we got to help our allies. But I'm like, can't our allies defend themselves? Jesus Christ. Do they not have standing militaries?
I know, right? Fucking.
Fuck. Like, the whole Kurdish thing? Fuck the Kurds. I don't give a fuck about the Kurds.
We don't need to be over there doing it. It's just like, you know, I don't even think that would be a thing if it, if Trump wasn't president, that wouldn't even be a thing that's talked about, because it would just be, we shouldn't get involved in another war if it was a Democrat president right now, right? Fucking, or they would already be sending troops over there. Fucking, either or. Well, because Trump's president is just another thing that Democrats want to point the finger at him for.
You know
what I mean?
I feel you. No, I agree.
Because it's like, they want to say, oh, he's fucking our allies, this and that. It's like...
Well, we've said it before. Everyone said it before. Trump could literally find the cure to cancer, and they would give him shit about it.
Yeah. Not that I'm a huge Trump supporter or anything like
Neither
that.
Neither am I. But the thing is, I do support him, though. Like, I support
him
Trump.
On a lot of his stuff.
Like, I don't think Trump is a bad president. I really don't.
No, he's not a bad president.
Like,
he's not.
I disagree with him on a bunch of stuff, but I think so far, in fucking the majority, he's almost through his first term. Like,
He's done a pretty good job, man.
Yeah,
he's above average.
Well, especially, remember how they painted it out to be?
Yeah.
We're going to get into, like, another world war, and Muslims are going to get put in camps and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, if anything, he's kept us out of wars. Then they get angry at him when he pulls troops out of places. And it's like, I don't know, man. I think fucking...
But, yeah, I mean, off that, because we could talk about that for a long time, but fucking... But yeah, like, how does this thing over there end? Do we just pull them all out and say fuck it and see what happens, or do we fucking?
That's what I think.
Like stuff goes well over there. Like, not for the people there, but I mean, it goes well for the rest of the world when there's a dictator in place and they fucking just put down all those fucking like Saddam Hussein,
like Saddam in Iraq.
Like,
Iraq was stable.
It was in control.
It was fucked up, but it was stable.
Like, no one else was bothering anybody else there, right? There wasn't all these people that were fucking with other countries while that was happening. For the most part. You know, like, do we just, like, let something like that happen? Which could take a while, and there might be terrorist attacks in between. Or do we go over there and say, no, we're conquering these countries, they're going to be territories of the United States. Or, I don't know, do we blast them? Do we just fucking nuke the shit out of them?
Do we do this thing where we stay there forever without actually conquering them, with just wasting money and wasting lives, and I have no idea what the payoff is? Spending millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars, what is the United States gaining from this? Like, when you wage a war, isn't there supposed to be, like, an end goal of, like, what we're trying to get? Whether it's a defensive war, you're trying to defeat the enemy so that your territory is safe. If it's an offensive war, then it's like, well, they probably have something you need or want.
Right, right.
So it's like
in the early 20th century, there were all these wars happening, and they usually ended in a treaty where the winning country got
land
and a huge sum of money.
Yeah, it's like, fucking favorable trade deals, stuff like that. And I'm just like, what are we doing? I don't, man. I feel like people have forgotten how to wage war, or like what the point of war is. Now it's just like, it's this endless bullshit to make money for these fucking mega corporations that profit off of creating arms for the United States and the United States' allies.
Right.
Like, they want war to just keep going. Keep going, because they can keep making money. They can keep selling weapons and shit like this. And I don't blame them for wanting that to happen, because literally that's how they make their money, is by selling arms.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible way to make money, because you're just, you're spending these, all these young American lives for that stuff. And it's, in the grand scheme of things, looking at all the wars that have happened in our history, it's not that many lives.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
But at the same time, it's like, they're dying for pretty much nothing.
Pretty much nothing.
And it's like, it's terrible to say that to them, but in the grand scheme of things, it's like, you're not fighting another country that's threatening to wipe out American society. Like, you're fighting these little tiny fucking rebellious regimes that fucking just want to kill, like, Western Christians. That's their thing.
Effectively what they want, yeah. Democratic government, stuff like that.
And they're not powerful enough to ever get to that point.
That's the thing. I'm like, they don't have the type of power to actually wage any legitimate war. Like, they legitimately don't.
No.
And now, I understand. So, someone that counterpoints that could be like, so what, you want to just leave them alone and let them get more power until they can attack us? And you know what? My answer to that is, yeah. I'm like, because my counter to that is, again, so are we just going to stay there forever? It's like, you got to do something. Either we're staying there fucking forever, or we can tighten our defensive measures and pull back and just be ready to defend ourselves. Like, I don't know, man. I was raised, you don't start fights, but you finish them.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a way better way to look at it, and it's, I mean,
they attack us, fucking level them. But it's like, dude, the whole...
Right, but you know what? They attacked us, and we leveled them, right?
Well, yeah, fucking...
But like 20 years ago, right?
Fuck, yeah. I was like, Al-Qaeda attacked us, and fucking, for some reason, we invaded Afghanistan and attacked the Taliban.
Right.
The Taliban had nothing to do with it.
No.
Like, and obviously we fought Al-Qaeda as well, because Al-Qaeda was there, and then... Oh, Al-Qaeda's in Iraq, so we have to invade them and overthrow Saddam for some reason. Fucking, I don't know, dude. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. And I think it drastically demonstrates how pathetic Congress has become as an institution.
Yeah. So, like,
dude, Trump is just sending troops all over the place. What the fuck? Congress's job is to declare war.
Right. They're relying on this for jobs, pretty much, and fucking, and more political pull and all this shit. And it's fucked up, because not only are we spending our own lives, we're killing a bunch of people over there. Not that they're good or bad people. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, but you're taking lives. People are fucking dying. And for what? What the fuck are we doing? What is the point of all this death and warfare? The other thing is, what, like, you have the Democrats right now going crazy about impeachment. Why don't they bring up that you're fucking sending troops all over the place, you're doing all these military actions without a congressional declaration of war? Like, and I know there's like little things in there that allow the president to do stuff with smaller amounts of troops, but I'm like, who gives a shit? Bring it up. Like, Jesus, your power as Congress is to keep the president in check, and your power is the president. Like, the whole point is to check the system of checks and balances.
Right.
So it's like, when, like, any president, whether it's Obama, who is literally waging war on like 8 countries at once while he was president. He won a Nobel Peace Prize while he was bombing 8 countries at once.
It's pretty fucked up.
Like, what?
People used to win Nobel Peace Prizes for ending wars and fucking like making peace treaties signed and fucking all this shit. And it's...
But what was I just saying? Oh, the bomb, multiple countries and but it's like, you have Obama doing that. You have Trump still fighting all over the place, sending troops to Saudi Arabia to fucking defend their oil fields from the Iranians and from the Houthi rebels or whatever the fuck. And I'm just like, if you're in Congress, why are you letting this happen? Stand the fuck up and be like, what the hell? We're not doing this anymore. Like, and vice versa. Again, the whole point of checks and balances is, like, if Congress fucking starts trying to pass legislation that is bullshit or that the president disagrees with, don't fucking sign it. Let the government shut down. Be like, fuck you, I'm not signing this. Like, you can come up with... I mean, that's just when they're doing the funding bill for the government. But, like, dude, you, President of the United States, like, you literally have the final say on if something gets passed into law.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be like, nope. Not signing it. Veto. Boom. Gone. That bill's done. Fucking... And then... I don't know, man. It's just... This is why I think that I think that the two-party system is... They're the same. They're two sides of the same coin. The Republicans and the Democrats are the same. Because
they can bitch about the same things. One debate they'll bitch about, oh, we need to bring all the troops home. And the next one is, we can't do that because they'll come over here. The ISIS will gain more power. They'll become a huge world power. And they'll start taking over countries in that area. And then they'll eventually attack us. And it's like, okay, well, which one are you? You're the same party saying the two things in 3 months' time. You know what I mean?
I mean, I will hand it to the Islamic State. Remember they took over, like, half of Syria and half of Iraq in, like, a year?
They did.
Like, bro. And they were, like, coining their own money and had their own, like, state television and stuff. Like, they were... And that's the thing, man, that I'll give Trump credit for. He took the goddamn leash off the military.
Yeah.
And the U.S. military eradicated ISIS. Like,
they did.
Dude, Syria is completely under Syrian control again.
Mm-hmm.
And Iraq is completely under Iraqi control again. I mean, northern Syria is slowly being taken over by the Turks. But that's a different story.
That's a country conquering another country.
Yeah, that's literally a sovereign nation waging war against another sovereign nation. Like,
See, that's something I really don't want to be involved in.
The Turks would say they're not attacking the Syrians, though. I mean, they are, but they're attacking the Kurds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But, I don't know. It's just all this fucking crazy shit in the Middle East. And then you got Iran and Saudi Arabia on the brink of war, like, all the time. And I'm just like, my thing is this. I'm like, let them fight. If they really want to fight, back up. As the United States, we're the world power, back up and be like, all right, go for it. And see, like, when all of a sudden they both realize that the referee isn't there, and it's like, oh, shit, now it's real. Like, you know, it's real, real. Like, this could turn into an all-out war between these two countries, and you don't have the arbiter in the middle of the United States trying to, for some reason, stop these countries from fighting each other. I'm like, what does that have to do with us? Like, it's a little on the other side of the planet. Like, it doesn't affect us at all. And I understand.
Right. We don't need to step in unless there's something happens either in the middle or at the end or whatever. One of these countries gets too powerful. That's like, unless they're directly threatening us or something they do is threatening our trade or wealth or something like that. We don't need to get involved.
Yeah, right? If they start fucking attacking our merchant ships and stuff like that, then you step in because that's what you're supposed to do. Or... You know, you can be like the founding fathers and encourage your merchant ships to be outfitted for war. Be like, yeah, you gotta defend yourselves, guys. Imagine a merchant ship just stacked to the fucking gills with rockets. They're like,
they have those battleship style guns on the deck, man. And stuff like that.
That'd be awesome. Oh, that'd be so great. Cool.
Some pirates come up, they're just like, yeah, blow
them out of the water.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
And I don't see a reason why they shouldn't be able to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, people fucking go on... There's fucking billionaires that go on trips to fucking hunt pirates in the fucking... Awesome. In Africa.
Like...
And it's totally legal. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's just... So wait, if we got a boat and we went on in international waters, can we just, like, blow up ships? Like pirate ships and stuff, or like random ships. Like
if they are pirates, I think you can. Yeah,
right.
Because you can't just do it to random. Because
if you attack
ships,
like a random ship, you're basically attacking that nation.
You're a pirate.
You are a pirate.
You are a pirate.
Yeah.
But there's like, I literally think there's like, they're like mercenary like services or whatever that are in Africa, and they're like, They're like, yeah, we'll take you out, fucking, we'll go, you can hunt pirates with us. They're like, yeah, we'll make you sign all these waivers and stuff. Like, you can die. You can fucking die.
If you die, it's not our fault.
We could all fucking die doing this, but if you want to come kill some pirates, like, you're helping this nation, you're fucking, you can enjoy yourself, do whatever, like, we'll feed you, do all this shit, but you're paying this huge astronomical fee to fucking go kill these insane people that just want to fucking rob merchant ships off the
If I bought a boat and outfitted it for war, would you want to go hunt pirate ships?
Yeah, I think that'd be dope. That'd be
incredible.
I think they...
I don't think either of us are, like, seafaring people, so what if they take us out?
We'd go out fucking trying, right?
I was gonna say, I'm not getting captured. I'll fire every goddamn missile we got.
Yeah, I'll sit in the little fucking hell of the boat, fucking backed up to the corner with a 50 cal, just light up every person that runs through the door. They can blow up the boat before I
die. I was gonna say, you can shoot a missile into the boat and kill me before you actually, like, get in and take me.
Yeah.
50 cal at the bottom of the stairs. The guy's coming down the stairs. I mean, they just can't throw a grenade down there and kill you. I mean, that would sink the ship, too, but...
Maybe. Probably not.
No, just like a hand grenade. If you threw a hand grenade into the, like, hull. Not into the hull, into the...
It's a metal boat. It's not doing shit.
I was going to say, yeah, that's not going to sink the ship. It was a wooden ship. It probably...
Fiberglass, it'd be fucked.
Yeah, it'd probably be done because it would blow holes in it and it would sink. But, How the fuck did we get to... If you threw a grenade into a fucking cabin of a boat and it sank, weren't we just talking about the wars in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this shit.
Oh, it's great. It's fucking great. But yeah, man, fucking... This shit's never ending, and it's like... What do we... You can't just stay there for the next fucking 150 years. Like...
Well, let me ask you this. What would your reaction be if Trump came out and said that he had the support of the United States Congress, and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came out and agreed and said the United States is going to conquer, like, say, Iraq. Use that just as an example. Like, we are going to conquer them. We're going to destroy their government.
Like,
and
like, total war. No.
Yeah, like, we're taking over your country.
None of what we've been doing already. None. It's just like, we're going through, wiping them out. Just fucking, not like, you know, killing every person, but just like...
Oh, but wiping out any armed resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, killing them and imposing our laws on them and taxing them.
That's better than what we're doing right now.
Like, I'd
100%.
100%.
It's like, obviously, like, you're gonna see fucking large civilian casualties in a war like that. But...
Any war, there's always more civilian casualties than military casualties.
Right. But... It's better than what we're doing now. There's going to be less in the long run. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It might be fucking brutal, but it's going to be swift and quick. It's going to be over in a fucking heartbeat.
It really is. Especially with how reliant Iraq is on us right now.
Yeah.
Militarily, like... I don't know. I look at it and I'm like, what are we doing? Can we either conquer them or fucking get out of there? That really is my thing, but... I feel like we're repeating ourselves, so I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
We're a little behind the curve on this one, but... So, your girl Tulsi is a Russian asset?
According to Miss Clinton over there, who fucking keeps bobbing her head in there. What is she, the fucking dictator of the fucking Democratic Party or something
like
that?
Do you think she's going to run?
I don't think she's going to fucking... It'd just be weird if she did, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be awesome.
She's fucked, man. I don't know. This whole fucking shit, all this shit she's putting out about her and stuff like that. Like, I watched that big, long fucking clip of all these people that fucking commented on Hillary talking about this stuff. And it's like... Fucking... There's people like... Fucking CNN is saying, like, this is fucked up. She's calling out Tulsi for this shit. And it's like, it's a lot of fucking childish shit because fucking, it's like, it goes back to Tulsi backing Bernie and not her in the last election. Like, it goes back to that stuff. And it's like, I don't get it. What is with the fucking Democratic Party and just, like, attaching people they don't like to Russia? It's like...
Yeah, I don't know. What I also think is funny about it is that during Romney and Obama's debates, Mitt Romney said that Russia was the greatest geopolitical threat to the United States, and Obama told him that the 1980s wanted their foreign policy back, like, making fun of him, being like, you're an idiot. And now the Democratic Party literally can't stop talking about Russia.
It's ridiculous. And fucking, I haven't heard anything about Russia threatening our trade or our livelihood or threatening war on us in any
means. I see Russia trying to expand its influence around its own country.
Yeah.
Like, I see that, which I don't blame them for. Like, they're one of the great powers of the world that used to be a superpower that I think is trying to recover some of its influence in the world. Which, obviously, I can see that as, like, a threat to us in the, like, global sphere of things. But I'm like, I don't really give a shit. Who cares? They're not going to fucking threaten us. Like, they're not going to... Russia's not going to threaten to go to war with us. Their economy can't sustain it. Didn't we talk about this before?
Yeah, they can't sustain it.
They can't sustain a prolonged war. I think... I don't think Hillary's going to run. If she does, you know she's going to win the nomination, right?
She'll win the nomination.
She'll win the nomination in a heartbeat.
Right. Which will destroy the party because fucking it's going to throw people all over the place with who they're voting for and stuff like that. And
now that you say it'll destroy the party, I really hope she runs.
But it really will, though, won't it?
Fucking awesome. I think so.
Fucking, you have people fucking torn between who's the candidate, who's the president. None of them have a chance, really. I'd love Tulsi to fucking get
the nomination. I think the only, we've said it before, I genuinely think that the only Democratic candidate who has a shot in hell of beating Trump is Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Because they're all extremists.
Right.
Like, they're all... And they are. They're all so far to the left. Like, right. Everything. Like, the thing is, you know why Bernie Sanders isn't, like, big this time around? Because all the other candidates have adopted his socialist ideology, so he doesn't stand out anymore.
Right.
He's the same as all of them now.
Right. He's the same. And honestly... Fucking, a lot of them don't even agree with him anymore. They put him on the back burner. Yeah. Fucking, most of them fucking look at him and they're like, you're fucking crazy, this and that. And he's like, oh, you're fucking crazy, all this shit.
Also, why is Bernie still running for president?
He should stop.
Didn't he just have a heart attack?
Like,
or whatever it was. He had like a stent put in his heart or something.
Like, I get fucking his thing is like, he thinks he has this fucking fantastic idea that's going to save the country, all this stuff, and like make things 10 times better. He really just wants to do that no matter what, it's his life's goal, but it's just like, dude, you should just fucking stop and live because you're going to kill yourself if you keep trying to do this stuff.
How dumb do you think people feel who donated tons of money to his campaign last time around and this time around? And it's like, he's not becoming president and that he's keeping that money.
There's no way he's becoming president.
If he had any shot this time, it's gone. I'm sorry, bro. You're not becoming president with your health problems. No. You're just not. It's not going to happen.
I mean, fucking, he's out. Fucking, even Biden's fucking out of the race.
But dude, Biden's so old and he's losing his mind.
He's lost up there, Jesus, man. And for some reason, fucking Elizabeth Warren takes the fucking hot seat at the top of this party somehow.
Blows my mind.
It's insane because she's a fucking bat up there, man. Holy fuck.
What do you like calling liberals?
Moonbats?
Moonbats? All right, Jerry Callahan.
Moonbats?
Oh, the moonbats are up on the stage again.
Fucking quacks up there. Fucking spitting nonsense.
The only two people up there that I think are, like, not psychotic are Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Buttigieg.
You know, fucking...
And I disagree with them, like, wholeheartedly on almost everything.
Fucking... I don't agree with Tulsi and all that stuff, but I agree with her on enough that I'm like, I would love her to be president. Fucking, I'd be very happy and content with her as president. Pete, though, he agrees a lot with these other socialist Democrats that are up there. Fucking, he backs most of them, and he's one of the warmongers up there that wants to keep going in the Middle East, and it's just, He makes himself sound more fucking appealing. Like, he doesn't sound insane.
Because he's calm. He's not a nut who's up there screaming.
But he's just as nuts as these other people. You know what I mean? And fucking...
Did you see Beto O'Rourke came out and said that if, like, his government buyback thing, that if people didn't if people refused to hand over their AR-15s and AK-47s, then they would get a visit by the police to take their guns.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he said that.
He finally came out and said that, yes, the police will take
it. You could see he was afraid to say that.
Oh, yeah, because it's... He's done.
Terrified.
I mean, he never had a chance to begin with. He's an idiot. That guy's an idiot. Oh, my God.
No chance. No chance at all.
Buttigieg kept pushing him on it.
That was great.
Yo.
Buttigieg had a great debate. I got to give it to him. I don't agree with him at all.
I don't agree with him at all, but he had a good debate. When he said, I don't need lessons in courage from you on anything... to Beto. I was like, yo! I was like, get him! Fuck him up! The Democrats scare the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. They actually do. They scare the shit out of me.
They're crazy, man.
Because they're not Democrats anymore. They are socialists. Like...
Yeah.
Like, they actually are. Like... And it's fucking crazy. Like, I just want the Libertarian Party to get bigger. Jesus Christ.
I did look into, I told you, I looked into a bunch of their candidates.
The Libertarian National Convention is, I think it's in November.
It's in November. It's in South Carolina, I believe.
No.
Debate in South Carolina, I think, is going on soon.
Yeah, but that was like the South Carolina Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
That's hosting it. That's not the Libertarian Party, itself.
Yeah.
But I think a bunch of those people that were at that debate are going to be, like, moving forward, people who are part of the Libertarian Party's, like, bigger platform.
Yeah. There was one guy that I looked up that seemed very promising. Two guys that I really fucking looked in and I was like, okay, these guys, like, they have their shit set up. They look pretty good.
Was it the guy that said he wants to, on day one, he would order the dismantling of the federal government and he would resign his position as president?
No, I don't think so.
He said he'd resign his position as president and take over as the overseer of the dismantling of the federal government.
Oh, really?
And I was like, if that guy gets there, I'm voting for him.
Was that guy that wears the boot on his head?
No, that guy's Vermin Supreme. That guy's a joke.
He's hilarious, though. He's funny. Yeah. He's won every election since the 90s, early 90s.
He's from Vermont or something.
Vermin Supreme.
But that guy... See, now the thing is, I hate that the media... They've talked to that... I don't remember his name. That Libertarian candidate who literally... His number one campaign thing is to dismantle the federal government.
Yeah.
And they treat it like a joke.
Yeah.
They, like, laugh at him.
He's serious.
And it's like, he's dead serious, and why don't you listen to what he's talking about for the merits of it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, people really do think that if there wasn't a federal government, that, like, we wouldn't be the Union anymore. I guess we would. All the states would still be united. We're all bound culturally, monetarily, and everything. Like...
Right, we just wouldn't bother each other with our own fucking... We wouldn't try and pose laws from Massachusetts and fucking Idaho.
North Dakota.
We're
going down that rabbit hole again of states' rights versus federal government. That was a great episode we did. I loved that one.
That was a good one. Anyway, before we get too off topic, the two guys I talked to, there's one guy, he looks funny. He's a younger guy. Every fucking debate he's gone to, he wears a hat, a yellow hat that says, taxation is theft on it.
It is.
And, at first I saw his page and I was like, oh, this guy's just like one of the joke candidates. But I went to his page and his website is well thought out. He's got multiple fucking sections of it on all his policies and they're all laid out in like different talks on each of them and stuff like that. He seemed good. The guy that really, like, looks the best out of their party, though, that should get the nomination, is this older guy. He's in his 60s or something like that. And he has so many credentials. Like, more than any candidate on either stage. Like, so many credentials. He was in the Coast Guard for years. I think he was in the National Guard for years. He served in the Pentagon under Bush, I think it was.
W or senior?
Senior. I think it was senior. Yeah, he seemed like a really fucking good guy. I don't remember a lot about his policies and stuff like that, but libertarian ideals, basically to a T, you know what I mean? Like,
what makes me sad is when you actually talk to most people and you get their opinions on things, most people are pretty libertarian in their views.
Right.
They don't want people to be bothered if they're not bothering people. Most people want lower taxes. Most people don't want the government in their business, both on the Democratic side and the Republican side. Like, just your average voters, like, if you talk to them, like, they're not about the federal government screwing with them. Like, they really aren't. And everyone, even Democrats, aren't like, yeah, I want more. Like, you ask a Democratic voter, yeah, do you like the taxes coming out of your check? No. Like, what? No, nobody looks at their check and is like, oh, great.
The only thing with the Democratic voters is, like, a lot of them want the government to take care of a lot of stuff. They just want them
to let the state pay. Let the state government.
Right. They want, but I don't think they care where it's coming from. They just want the Democrats to fucking, the government to fucking pay for shit. They want them to pay for their health care and fucking... and their welfare, and fucking give them $1,000 a month, and fucking, they, where, like, libertarians are like, you know, we'll just keep all our money, and we can pay for that ourselves.
Well, like, if you think about the money that you spend on, like, think about how much you get taxed. How much easier would your life be if you had that money?
Oh, it would be ridiculous. Like, fucking, someone that's making $20 an hour, fucking...
In reality, they're making 15.
They're making 15.
They're making $15 an hour because 25% of that's getting taken by the government.
Yeah.
And it's like, the biggest thing, I was looking over my check the other day. You know what I hate seeing on there? I don't remember whether it's the specific name, but it's the thing, like, both the stuff for Social Security and for Medicare. Why is my money being taken to pay for other people's medicine? And just giving people money when they're old. That's my fucking money. Like, yeah, ooh, you're going to get Social Security when you're old too. I'd fucking rather just have the money now. It's my money. I'm earning it. What the hell?
Yeah. I need the money. I'm young. Yeah.
I wouldn't need the money later if you didn't fucking take my money. Jesus, I'd be saving it. Christ, man.
That's my big thing with a lot of this tax stuff. When people bring up... It comes a lot along with... Excuse me. With socialized healthcare, where people are like a universal socialized healthcare where everybody has to take it, everybody's paying for it. It's like, no, fucking, if you did want to put it in place, fucking, which I don't agree with in the first place, fucking, the only people that are paying for it are those that are using it. That's it. Fucking, if you're not using it, you're not paying for it. Fuck that shit. Which...
Well, then the thing is, it wouldn't exist.
No, it's just, in that case, it's just a healthcare plan put in place by the government.
But my thing is this, again, if you leave it to the states, like, check it out. You've looked at your check, right? The breakdown of it?
Mm-hmm.
Not that much is the state taxes. It really isn't. We live in Taxachusetts. Like, the majority of the taxes that get taken out are federal stuff.
Yeah.
Both the federal withholding, but then FICA, everything else. Oh, most of it is federal.
Of the taxes that are taken out, it's like, what is it like? Of the percent of the taxes that are taken, it's
probably
like
80%. 80%. I was gonna say stuff.
80% is federal.
And that's my thing. I'm like, fuck the federal government, dude. Like,
we don't see any of that shit. None of it.
All of it goes to giving people healthcare. Not even health care. See, that's the other thing, too. Health insurance. There's a disconnect between the difference between health insurance and health care.
Yeah.
The United States of America, if you go into a hospital and you're fucking sick, they're not going to be like, oh, you don't have any money? Get out. That's not the way it works. If you walk into a hospital and you're ill or injured, they will take care of you.
Right.
Like, it literally doesn't matter. They're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to kick you out if you actually need medical help.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works. Yeah, you're going to get a bill at the end, and you won't be able to afford it. But you know what? If you come back and you haven't paid the bill, they don't kick you out. They're still going to help you.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you'll have a bill and whatever, you'll be in debt. But it's like, It's, oh my God.
Yeah, if you're bleeding out, they don't ask if you have money first to fucking patch you up. They fucking patch you up.
And well, the other thing is, again, an example, with Massachusetts having, it's illegal not to have health insurance in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, how do politicians not realize that if you make it law that everyone has to have health insurance, don't you realize that you've just given health insurance companies the go-ahead to raise their costs? Because the consumer doesn't have the option to say, fuck that, I'm not paying it.
Because there's so much more fucking corruption in this fucking country, man.
But it's like, it causes... So, those insurance companies can raise their prices because literally the consumer doesn't have the option to not have health insurance. Like, well, I have to have it. So even if I go for the cheapest one, it's still a lot of money. And then on top of that, if everyone has to have health insurance, what do you think? Hospitals are going to be like, oh, we won't charge that much for this. They'll fucking charge whatever they want because the insurance companies will have to pay it.
Right.
It's like, if you stop forcing people to do things, things get cheaper because the market will dictate it. Jesus Christ, that's the way it works. Mandating anything isn't a good thing. Ever.
No.
You always have to have choice. Jesus, you cannot force people to do things. I would be so much cooler with higher taxes if I controlled where the money went.
Absolutely.
If I could say where the money went, I'd be so much better. Absolutely. Off
I love that. It's there's a lot of different things for that. It's like tax choice or tax sovereignty.
All my money would just go to the roads.
Fucking. I mean, a lot of people.
That's it.
A lot of people would do stuff like that. Put your money towards the roads. Your money goes towards the National Guard. Your money goes towards fucking the state parks. Your money goes towards fucking public safety. Whatever it is. You know what I mean? But there's just, you know, fucking... And it's not that hard. Fucking, you do it every 2 years when people go to vote. You put it on the fucking back of the ballot. There's a checklist of fucking...
Percentage of your taxes, like...
20 things or something like that. You know what I mean? You check, check, yeah. check.
And then other. You can write stuff in.
Right.
If you want your money to go certain things. And if that, you know, ends up being nothing, then you get it back.
Right.
Or something like that. Or I don't know. They just spread it out amongst the rest of the things that you said you wanted your money to go
right. to. Right. And it's not like you're fucking... It's not like you're no one's spending more or less than anybody else on their taxes. It's the same percentage. It's just they're going to this thing.
By the way, can I just... I want your opinion on this. So... You got, like, Liz Warren and most of the Democrats saying they want to impose, like, a wealth tax on the rich.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that the tax brackets already are a wealth tax? When you make more money, you get taxed more.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So you're going to you're just adding more on top of it? The top... If you're in the top tax bracket in the United States, you're... The federal tax on you is, like, 35%.
Right. Have you ever had that thing where you work, like... I mean, a lot of people have this. You probably recognize this. Fucking, if you work over a certain number of hours, you'll go up to the next tax bracket, and then you get fucked on taxes.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, so I shouldn't work over this amount of hours because I'll get fucked.
It discourages. That's the right word. Is discourages word?
Yeah.
It discourages work because it's like I'm gonna lose more money.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Right.
It's just.
It's stupid, but, like, yeah, I don't know. The wealth tax idea is fucking stupid. It's like... The other thing is, like, if... Like, I'm... You know, there's plenty of people that... You don't have to do this, but there's a lot of people out there. They're filthy rich, and they have all this money. Fucking... They can give that money back to whoever they want, and a lot of them do.
I was going to say, I don't know where this thing comes from that, like, rich people are like, scumbags and not generous with their money.
Right.
Because a lot of them are. A lot of them are incredibly generous with their money.
They give to whatever charity they see fit, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to go down the board of what charities are good and which ones aren't, but, like...
But it's irrelevant. It's their money. They can give it to whoever they want.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Right. And... They're helping in whatever way they see fit. And a lot of them, most of them actually do that because it makes them look good. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It can improve their brand.
Yeah.
So they can make more money. Then they're profiting more. And then more money is going to charities and good causes.
I'd rather have that. I'd rather fucking give money, like, fucking however much, 25% of my check with a Salvation Army than fucking... whatever the fuck it's called, welfare.
Oh, God. It just blows my mind when you have Democrats and Republicans both complaining all the time about how inept the government is, but then both parties will vote for the government to be in control of more things. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, vote for someone who actually wants to stop the government spending all that money.
And like, even fucking, I might have brought this up on a past podcast, but I watched this thing a while ago on like the top candidates and Trump of like the spending that everybody wanted to do. And like the top spending was like either fucking Kamala Harris or fucking Liz Warren. And they wanted to spend like, they wanted to increase the U.S. spending budget to like, by like $4 trillion or something ridiculous like that. And like, even at the lowest, Trump was the lowest, followed by Biden was after him, was like, it was still like $300 billion they want to increase the budget by. And it's like, why? Why the fuck do, like, you can't just break even and be happy with that? Like,
And they spend more money than they get in taxes anyway. That's why we're in debt. That's why the U.S., the United States is in so much debt. These people don't seem to understand. Like, I genuinely think it should, like, it should have been law. And it's not going to happen now. Not with the way the government is. These idiots in charge. A spending bill should not, it should be illegal for it to get passed if it's not balanced. If it's going to spend more money than what they're getting in taxes, then it should be unconstitutional and should not be allowed to get passed.
Right, because then you're inflating fucking everything.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, oh, I'm, like, if you, oh, I'm $8,000 in debt on my credit card. Maybe I should stop spending. Nah, I'm just going to keep using it. Fuck it. Like, right. It's like, well, what are you doing, man? Like, you're in debt. Stop spending so much. Conserve. Bring your debt down. Like, Jesus.
So we'll just make more money. We'll just print more money. It'll be fine.
Yeah, and that just causes inflation. Yeah. It fucks up the economy. You see all these places that are instituting a $15 minimum wage are suffering massive increases on unemployment.
Not surprised at all.
Because all these companies are like, yeah, we can't afford that, so we're going to cut staff and we'll use robots, or we'll just, or we will keep a few of the employees and pay them more.
Yeah.
Dude, if you own a bar,
mm-hmm.
and it's like $15 minimum wage, or like someone comes up to you and like, I need a job, and you're like, oh, well, you know, I could use someone to like go around, pick up the glasses, clean the tables. I'll give you $8 an hour to do it. And like, I'm stealing this straight from a meme I saw on Facebook, but it demonstrates it very well. And then you have the government going, oh, no, you have to give them $15 an hour. Then the guy who owns the bar can just be like, well, that's not worth it. I can have someone who can also serve drinks for that amount of money, so I'm not going to hire you.
Right, and I'll just have the fucking bartender go around the other night and do it. They can stay longer. I can pay them a little overtime.
I'll give them a little overtime and still not have to spend the amount of money that I would have to if I paid you the $15 an hour and kept the bartender at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, no, people don't understand this. People are like, oh, raise the minimum wage. Like, what do you think? The companies just all of a sudden have more money?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? They have to pay their employees and, like, take care of themselves. The whole point of a business is to make money. Like,
right. You want to spend $5 more for your drinks?
That's the other thing, man. It's like, people don't seem to understand that this is going to, it gets passed on to the consumer. Like, if the company's like, okay, so now I pay my employees $15 an hour minimum, well, I'm going to increase the cost of everything.
Yeah.
If I still want to make the same amount of profit but pay my employees this much, then I have to raise prices. It's that simple. Which ends up making it, in turn, so the people who got that pay raise didn't actually get a pay raise because everything's more expensive.
Yeah.
Boom. Inflation in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's it.
Terrible fucking thing.
Ugh.
The first time that it got explained to me, probably in like middle school at some point, I was like, wow, that's fucking awful. Yeah. I was like, this is...
There shouldn't be a minimum wage. There should not be a minimum wage. It should just be fair. Like, I'll give you this much money, and you know what? If you don't think it's fucking fair, then don't do it. Like, the whole point of living in the United States is freedom of association.
Especially with something like that where they're putting it on servers. They get... In the United States, they get ample amount of tips. they make huge amounts on tips every night.
I'd rather have at a
big establishment, dude. Like, on a Saturday night, a bartender, even the busboy, gets a shit ton. They'll probably, like, if the bartender gets fucking $2.50 in tips, the fucking busboy is going to get fucking $80 in tips that night or something like that, right?
Yeah. It just... Oh, God, we're going to go into the tipping thing.
Do you want to?
Can.
All right.
I don't believe in tipping unless it's actually someone went above and beyond their,
yeah,
their job.
See, that's how it started initially. It's that's had what
tipping
to.
Is.
It's like, you did an exceptional job.
I'm giving you extra money.
I really appreciate it. I'm going to pay you more than what you asked for.
Yeah. Yep.
The only people you should be tipping are your barbers and anyone who goes above and beyond the call of duty that their job requires.
Right.
I'm sorry. When someone does literally the requirements of their job, I don't understand why I'm tipping them.
Right.
Like, why am I giving them more money? Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything that, like, isn't the norm for what they do. Like,
right. They're, like, fucking... I've been scolded before for not giving, like, a proper tip to and stuff like that. It's like...
It pisses me off.
It's like...
People say fucking 20% no matter what. What? Fuck you! 20% no matter what? Are you on crack? Jesus Christ. If I get shit service, they're not getting a tip.
No,
are you fucking kidding me?
I give 20%, like, I just do it because it's custom at a restaurant. Fucking, I don't agree with it, but it's...
No, I won't.
It's fucking, it's custom. It's like, if you do a good job, you do things timely, you don't fuck up my meal.
And you don't come over and try to talk to me 1,000 times while I'm trying to eat.
Right, yeah. You give me a good experience, I'll give you your 20% tip that you expect. You know, whatever, I'll do you that. But, like, I'm not giving you any more than that if you're exceptional. Like...
Yeah, it's like, you're already getting 20%, bro. Like... See, the thing is, I will. Like, if someone is exceptional, dude, I've given some big fucking tips.
I will.
But, like...
But, like, they have to be very exceptional to do that. Yeah. Like,
I've had a couple times where I have had...
Because most servers are pretty good.
Yeah. I've had times where I've had incredible waitresses.
Right, if you're incredible,
like,
then you
incredible. Gotta... They're on it, and they're wicked nice, and they take care of everything you need. And, like, one time, I was at Uno's.
Yeah.
And me and my girlfriend went out to eat, and I gave them 100% tip. I paid double what the bill was.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they, like, freaked out. They were so happy. Like, and it's like, yeah, it's because you were awesome.
Yeah.
You were awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it wasn't a crazy bill. It was like $30 or something.
But it's because they were awesome. It's not because they were really good.
They were incredible.
Yeah.
They were like one of the best waitresses I'd ever had. Ever. Yeah. Like, they improved my night.
Yeah.
They made my night better than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Like,
you ever had someone where they're like, this doesn't happen in the United States. Barely ever. Where,
They refuse
a tip. You know, they give you exceptional service, and you're like, hey, man, like, out of March, I didn't expect this, but, like, here you go. Like, here's an extra $10-15. Like, thank you for what you did. And it's not even something that you would usually tip for.
Just something random.
Totally random. Like, I've had Uber drivers, like, get out of the car, take my luggage out, walk it up to where I need to be and stuff like that.
Oh, damn, you didn't have to do that, man.
And like, I was trying to tell them, like, no, it's good. Like, I'm all set. And I'm like, no, really, like, take it. And they're like, no, I don't want that. And I'm like, well, you're the man. Like,
well, it also a lot of the time has to do with cultural stuff, especially for, like, a lot of Uber drivers are not Americans.
Right.
Or at least not originally Americans.
Yeah.
And they come from places where tipping is not a thing. Like, it's like, no, I'm doing my job. Like, I'm doing my job. You don't need to tip me.
Right.
This is what I view as my job. This is what I do. Like, when I was in Italy, dude, I tried to tip people, and no one would take money from me.
It is not
a cultural accepted thing. It's almost like insulting.
Right.
And it's also because you are, they did their job, you're paying for them for their service. If you're giving them more money, then it's like they owe you something.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of places in Italy, too, they fucking, or other parts of Europe, they include on their price a gratuity tax or whatever it is on there. But it's not 20%.
No, it's like 10.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. Fuck unnecessary tipping. And fuck Carl.
Yeah, fuck Carl. That commie brat. Fuck Carl.
Jesus. Something a little less.
Yeah, should we go a little lighter here? Let's have some fun. Let's fucking.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. So less serious topic. So the new trailer came out for The Mandalorian. Looked pretty damn good.
Dude, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, it was great. It gave you a little
better sense in the last trailer of what's going on in the world and stuff like that. And I think it's fantastic.
I think it's going to be awesome.
It looks really cool.
I think it's going to be really, really good.
Really cool. It looks like the fucking old Star Wars, too. Like, you see the stormtroopers and stuff like that. It looks like that classic Star Wars feel.
Looks gritty.
It does look really gritty, doesn't it?
Like, which is great.
Obviously, there's fucking flashy fight scenes and stuff, but it doesn't look flashy. It looks like a Western, like they said.
Yep.
It does. And I'm really excited for it. I'm gonna say it. You've been saying it before. Django's gotta be in there somewhere.
Boba.
Boba's gotta be in there, man. He might be Boba.
I hope he is. I don't like.
They wouldn't reveal it right away, but it's like, who the fuck else is the best around?
Well, that was the other thing. They said that you're the best bounty hunter.
Yeah.
And I was like, Boba Fett? Yeah. It's like everybody knows that?
Right.
Like,
is there another fucking Mandalorian running around right now? Like,
And you know what? Even if he's not Boba Fett, what if he is a clone? What if he's a clone of Django?
Clone of Django or fucking. If he's a clone of Boba. What if he fucking.
Technically, Boba's a clone of Django anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you're saying, like, if he's a clone of Boba Fett, like, it wasn't... Yeah, he wasn't just one of the clones, like, originally?
What if that was part of Boba's deal with Vader or something like that?
So that he wanted a son? Yeah. Just like how Django did?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Right?
Why not? I just hope it's... I want him to be merciless. Like, I want him to be what a Mandalorian is supposed to be.
Right.
Like an unstoppable warrior who just crushes opposition.
They have all this fucking, just going back to Boba, they have all of this stuff that he had. Like the gun with the fucking, livestock and the
pitchfork type gun. Yeah. That's from the first time you ever saw Boba Fett, which was in the holiday special.
In the holiday special, he had that.
Garbage, but I'm Boba Fett. He, like, pokes the goddamn alien that he's riding with it. He, like, zaps him with it. Please let it be Boba. I'm gonna flip the fuck out if it's Boba. Oh, it's gonna go crazy. Wait.
Fucking. It looks awesome. I love that they go back to the old worlds that they were at. Fucking. That makes fucking fans happy. You know, they're on fucking Tatooine. They're riding those fucking things that they're riding. And
you said fucking 12 times.
I'm excited. It happens when you're excited, right?
You know, it does. Just making me laugh. Because I was like, I think you said fucking more than other words. When they fucking go back to the old fucking worlds and fucking Boba Fett and fuck. And like, I was like, yeah.
I hope you guys understand.
Yeah, no, I'm... Dude, I'm 100% on board with it.
100%.
100%. We should make shirts that say 100% New Sons of Liberty.
Oh, that's fucking great. Like,
we do gotta get some gear out.
Yeah. We were putting together a t-shirt. I'd love to put that out. That'd be great. But yeah, we'll let you guys know.
We'll post it on the Facebook and on the Instagram when we do... get the shirts up, or hoodies, or whatever.
Right.
You can even just reach out to us, because we can do pretty much anything. Hoodies, shirts, pullover, whatever. Like, we can customize it for you.
We can get some,
you can do hats, too.
Do hats.
Oh, dude, I might get a beanie.
Oh, beanies would be good for the season, right?
That'd be great. Actually, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see if we can get them, because I'm sure we can.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I love that theory about them tying into like the beginnings of the First Order and stuff like that. Because I think Star Wars fans need that shit. There's no fucking, there's no relation, there's no explanation on why they're there, or so much stuff in what they've shown us in this trilogy.
Force Awakens literally starts, and it's like, oh, it's almost as if, like, oh, everything that happened in the original trilogy doesn't matter, because now there's, like, a new version of the Empire.
Yeah.
Like
a new version of the Empire. Snoke's here. No one knows who the hell he is. Never explained. Not going to be explained in the movie. I doubt it.
I hope JJ really does just completely just erase The Last Jedi. I hope this movie just pushes it to the side, like, so that you won't have to ever watch it again. Because I'm not going to lie, when I binge watch the movies leading up to Rise of Skywalker, I'm not watching Last Jedi. That was trash. No. I'm not watching it. I'll watch Force Awakens and then go see the
movie. No. And like, I totally agree. I don't ever want to watch that movie again.
Neither do I. Ever.
It's terrible. Ever.
It's spit in the face of Star Wars fans.
And it was such... It was the biggest disappointment to fucking any, like, sci-fi Star Wars fan, whatever you are. Huge, massive disappointment.
Dude, the worst part was they spit in your face and then they, like, expected you to like it.
Yeah.
They wanted you to be happy about getting slapped in the head. It's like, no, this was trash, man. This wasn't a good movie.
Fucking...
Remember they called everyone who didn't like it a racist and a white supremacist?
Yeah.
And it was like, no, dude, your movie sucks.
Right.
Like, it has nothing to do with the characters, genders, or race. It's just they sucked. Like, they weren't well written and the acting sucked.
Everybody fucking... God, I mean, I made a big stink about that. Was she like a... Admiral or something like that. That purple hair bitch or whatever.
Jesus, yeah.
I was like, that was the dumbest thing ever. She made Poe Dameron look like a bitch. She was a... Like, in that first movie, what do you think of Poe Dameron? What do you think about Poe Dameron? He's like...
He's awesome. He's the only character in the entire new trilogy that I like. He's the only character I like.
Right.
In the new trilogy. He's the only one that feels like he should be in Star Wars. Right. He's like the spunky rebel pilot that, like...
He's a rebel.
Will do anything to win.
He embodies the spirit of a rebel, right?
Yep.
And then in that one, it's just like they shut him down at every chance they get. It's like... And right from the beginning, they made him look stupid with that opening scene when he takes out that dreadnought or whatever.
They made it like a... We talked about this earlier when it was still a speakeasy.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and it was like... I knew the movie was going to suck 5 minutes in because of the joking. He was joking when he was on the radio with the Imperials or the First Order.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Someone pointed something... I read something that I thought was a really good point. Someone said... They're so sick and tired of seeing trails for these movies and then seeing the movies, the resistance or the rebellion, like, hooting and hollering and happy. Like, this is supposed to be a goddamn war. And a rebellion against a crazy imperial threat. Like, where's the fear? Where's, like, the dread? And, like, you're in a war. Like, they're all happy and woo, like, all the time. And I'm not saying, obviously, there's, like, happiness, happy moments of war if you're winning a battle. But, like, and I understand there was a little bit of that in the original trilogy, but it's like...
But in the original trilogy, they weren't happy. Look at Empire. They were fucking, they were all fucked up. They were like...
Yeah, they were on the run. And
they were on the brink of obliteration. Yeah,
they were right from the beginning. Crushed.
Yeah. They were all stressed out all the time. Right from the beginning of Empire, fucking lasering around being like, "Hun, where the fuck are you going? We're getting destroyed right now and you're bailing on us to go settle a debt of some bullshit thing with some scumbag."
Yeah, because your boy Boba's hunting. Fucking,
She was like, "We're fighting a war here, asshole."
Why is Rose the Asian chick a general now? Did you know that? Did you hear that? She's a general. She was a janitor on the ship in Last Jedi. She's now a general of Resistance Forces.
Is that what I heard? I heard she was like a fucking...
engineer leader on some ship or something.
Like I heard that. She was a commander. I saw a Star Wars Instagram post from Star Wars that said, like, General Rose something, something, something. And I was like, oh, okay, so I guess now just the random janitor that destroyed that.
See, like, I saw the first couple. The first couple trailers, they gave me real hope. One, because she wasn't in either of the first two trailers.
And then she was in this last one, and you were like, God damn it, you put the worst character back in.
Yeah, and it's like, I understand you can't fucking erase her, because she's fucking there, and she didn't die for some stupid reason.
Well, you could have her dead off screen. They should have just never mentioned her again. That character should just be gone.
Right, just had a ship blow up and be like, oh, she was probably on that ship that blew up or something.
You don't even have to say anything. Just don't mention her ever again. Nobody would care. Nobody would care. Gonna be like, where's Rose in this? Like, no.
Don't give her a big part. She's not important.
No, she should be in one scene. One scene near the beginning of the movie, and that's it. You don't need any more.
Stick with your main characters there. Fucking, you made a pretty good fucking new main fucking focus. You got Rey and Finn and Poe.
Yeah. Yep. And, I was gonna say R2-D2. What the hell's a stupid ball's name?
BB-8.
But, it's like, oh, it's fun
I
again.
Hate
like
in this new movies, they fucking, right from the beginning of this, it kind of pissed me off with, like, giving the droids, like,
emotion.
More emotion. And, like, treating them like they're people. It's like, that's a robot.
Yeah, they're a robot. They're like a toaster.
Like,
that's literally how they treat them in the original trilogy.
In the original trilogy. That's what they are. And even the prequels, it's, like, people love C-3PO and R2-D2, obviously.
Yeah, because they've just been in the movies the whole time.
But they don't treat them like people. No. They're machines. They were built to make things easier for other people. Like,
like when Luke is cleaning them in A New Hope after they buy them, C-3PO says, you know, he tells a story, and he says something about R2, and Luke goes, oh, hello, like, to R2, like, sarcastically, because it's like he's talking to a fucking machine.
Yeah. Like, fuck that thing.
It would be like talking to your Alexa.
Yeah, he's like, it's like I'm buying this thing to help around the house.
Yeah, it's literally, it's a robot to help with labor. It's a slave. It is a slave robot. That's what it is. It is a machine. It's not like, I don't know.
You don't even have to say it's a slave, though. It's a machine. It was built. It's not a person.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but that was stupid.
I really hope Rise of Skywalker isn't trash, but I have a bad feel. I've got a bad feeling about this. Jesus.
I don't have such a bad feeling about it. The main thing that gives me hope is that JJ is directing it. You know what
That's
I mean?
The only thing that gives me any hope.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gives me any hope. Because he's a hardcore Star Wars fan.
I am worried about this whole Palpatine thing.
What, they're going to be really dumb?
It could be really dumb. Like, especially, like, fucking, people love the sci-fi stuff. Like, if you're really into the sci-fi stuff and everything, people love it. But, like, when it's something so mainstream like Star Wars like this where everybody is going to see it, if it's too far-fetched out of, like, what the realm is and what's known of what's going on there, it gets stupid, right? People look at it and they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. This happened here and this happened there. It doesn't add up. It doesn't, like... Like, the whole thing with Luke apparating himself or whatever.
Apparating.
I don't know. What do you want to call that?
I don't know.
Like, making an image of himself thousands
of
miles away. It's like...
Projecting himself.
Yeah, projecting himself.
Apparating himself.
Did you like that?
I thought it was fucking retarded.
I thought it was stupid.
It was so dumb. And then he just died. What the hell was that?
And he fell down and died.
What the hell? What? Like, I'm watching that movie. I was like, what the fuck did I just see? Like,
were you as excited? I knew he was going to be a main part in the movie, but were you as excited as I was to see Luke Skywalker?
Luke Skywalker. Dude, we grew up with him. Luke's one of the best characters ever. The whiny bitch, but he's a great character.
He's a great character. Like, didn't you want to see him
fight the First Order and kill stormtroopers
and like, train Rey how to be a Jedi
instead of just
being not just like, get beat by Rey in the first time they fight.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, yeah, this girl.
And tell her, like, I separated myself from the Force because... It's like,
what the hell?
I just jump around on rocks on this island and drink blue milk.
Yeah, it's like... God.
And have sex with dinosaurs and shit.
Yeah, they definitely alluded to that. They definitely alluded to the fact that he has sex with those little reptile things. The reptile nuns.
I pulled that out of my ass, but I'm happy you agreed with it.
No, I think there was a little bit of alluding to that in there. That movie was straight garbage. Absolute garbage. Oh. Speaking of new movies coming out that are going to be trash. Let's go! Terminator's going to be trash too. Terminator Dark Fate.
I'm not excited for it.
I think it's out.
Is it out?
I don't know. I'm not even paying attention. It got good reviews.
The trailer looks okay. I'm not going to take it. But it's just...
I think it looks bad.
It's just a... it looks like the same Terminator, like the regen one from whatever other... Which one do they have? Did Terminator 2, they had the regenerating Terminator?
Oh, the T-1000, the liquid metal one?
Yeah, it looks like the same thing as that, doesn't it?
It's definitely inspired by that, but like he has that other stuff where he can like create another version of himself or stuff, but I don't know. I'm just it's like the same goddamn thing all the time. I'm like, why don't you make a Terminator movie that's like showing the war against the machines, that's like not Terminator Salvation, because that movie was kind of dumb, but just like an epic movie, like an epic war movie,
right, where the humans are getting beaten down because they're fighting machines they can't beat.
Make a movie showing John Connor become the leader of the Resistance.
Right. Is John Connor even in this? He's not, right?
I don't know. Doesn't seem. Which is kind of weird. He's got to be in it. He has to be. How the hell are you... Like, it's Terminator. Sarah Connor's in it.
Yeah.
Like, so John has to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he... I mean, how would he not be in the movie?
He's not in any trailer. He's not. They're going to pull Luke with him and throw him in the last scene. John Connor that nobody knows who he is.
He'll just die. Oh my God, they ruined this one too. Oh God. I really hope they're not trash. We're going to wrap this up in a minute.
Yeah. Hey, so two girls flashed their boobies at the World Series game.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Gotta love them boobies, man. I love
the boobs. Okay. If you guys are listening this far, this is where we just lose all cohesiveness and become a bunch of idiots. But
hey, if you love boobies, I'd check it out. You can see their titties, too. You can look up that video. They're out there.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah, I think you want to call it?
Yes.
I gotta go. Cool. Things
I gotta
do.
I gotta pee.
All right. Till next time, guys. Peace.